Good morning. My sikh baba matia daf mem. We're starting on the Amud. This year is being broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. It's now 11 here in the evening. Dedicate the shir nishmat, everyone has died in this war, to the civilians, to the soldiers, to the ptuim, chatufim, mentioned matan shachar ben anat, loss of the parents, tank. Also dedicate the shir nishmat, Dina Oraya, Bat Yehudit, and Moshe Isaacson, Dina Isaacson, and I think it's the sixth day of Yotza. Today is Monday. So, by you it's Tuesday already, right? So in Israel it's Monday. So it's sixth day of Yotza, sixth day of Yeshiva. Okay, so we saw yesterday, we were busy discussing over here. Sorry? I thought somebody said something. So we had this idea over here. We had the story we had over here with Mari Bar Isaac, that his half brother arrived in town and said he owns all the stuff. He didn't want to give it to him, and he's a rough guy. In the end, he agreed to give it to him. They brought witnesses because the question was, would we believe the witnesses? Would the witnesses lie? Wouldn't they lie? So Rav Chista said, no witnesses, they wouldn't both come and lie to say, you know, they either won't come, or if they come, they're going to tell the truth. And he basically said that that he's got to split the goods. So when they asked him for the extra stuff that he had done, so he said, fine, you're right. And he said, it's a good idea. They've got to give him everything. And he quotes over the Mishnah, that when they're brothers, and one of the brothers, the older brothers, fix up the fields, and the younger brothers basically come back to them after, they say, we want our share. They say, no problem. Even though they had invested in it, they split everything halfway. Okay, that's what we got up to yesterday. It basically, Masi was Murray, sorry, not Asi, Masi. Murray was essentially forced to give him all the stuff. So Amale Abayas, Abayas said to Rav Chista, Midami hatam, gedolim gabe ketanim, yadei v'kamachle, hachem yadei delechil. He says, how do you compare? He says, you quoted the Mishnah, right? He says, you quoted a Mishnah in Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, from a Mishnah that says that if a father left older children and younger children, and the older children fixed up the place, and then the younger children, when they get older and they get their share, they get everything, was the older brothers don't get back some of the money that they fixed up and be compensated first. How do you compare that to this case over here with Asi? He says, there in that Mishnah over there, so then the older brothers knew they were younger brothers. Their father died and there were older brothers and younger brothers. The older brothers knew what they were doing, there were younger brothers around. And therefore he says, Yadeva Kamachli, and therefore there's somebody whose mic's on. Please just switch your mic off, please, if you can tell. There's a lot of disturbance coming from somewhere. I'm not sure from where.
Sorry, it's me.
Okay. No, it doesn't matter. So, right? So, this guy didn't even know about his brother. Right? Look at Rashi, the Yadu, Elushit Luchel Kam. He says, didn't even know that he had a brother. So, obviously, when he spent the money, never spent the money, how's it there? He didn't spend the money with a view of sharing it with a brother. He never knew he had a brother. So yeah, he should get his brother his money back. So that is what Abayas says to Rav Chis. In the meantime, Igalgel Milta, the story obviously became something which is like a talk of the town. Umat the Kamat Rabbi Ami, and arrived at Rabbi Ami's doorstep in his bed, Midrash, wherever it was. And Amalan, and Rabbi Ami said to the guys who told him the story, he says, Gedola Mizo, he says, what are you talking about? Amru Shaminem Karis. He says, the Mishnah says that in best case scenario, you don't give the guy half, right? You don't get nothing. You give him like an aris. You pay him back like a sharecropper. In other words, you give him his portion of what he was entitled to for the expenses that he spent. Right? Hashta didei lo yavinale. Did anybody give it to him? Pay him back. Look, Rashi says, yeah, beat me. That's a question mark. Zeshasa vishbichan edar atzmo. Right, a person who doesn't know he's got a brother and he thinks all the investments for his own account. What lo yavilei karis b'chede kashay, the onkin, at least he's now got a brother. He discovers he's got a brother. He's got to share the stuff with his newfound brother. At least that half of that newfound brother's stuff, he should pay the guy back for the investment that he made. So now the Gemara is like this: Ahadrua hale kamed Rav Chisda. This what Rav Ami said, Rabbi challenged Rav Chisda, made its way back to Rav Chisda. That Rav Ami doesn't agree with him and thinks on the contrary he should be compensated. So Amar Leu, so Rav Chisda says to the guys now who are the gossipers, I suppose, or maybe they not gossip, they're looking for Emmet. Let's give them benefit of the doubt, right? So he says, "Me dami, how does he compare that at all? The case over there of the Aris." Hatam the Aris we spoke about, like either a cut, like a relative or whatever we said, like the guys land yishavu or natush or ratush, whatever the case is. Hatam berushut nachit, there the Aris, right? So he had permission to go onto the land. It was all done berushut. Rashi adds here the words berushut beiti nachat nachte. The moedim karu nichsa shavui. Like we said yesterday, the guys have been taken captive. You bring a relative to look after his field, but the bait didn't do it. That's Rashi adds the word bait in. So that's why he gets paid like an Aris. This guy, Asi, he didn't do bear permission from the brother to go in there. He just took it. Did he know he had a brother? I don't know. Maybe he did. Don't know. What do you think? He knew he had the brother. He didn't know the brother. Sounds like to me like Rav Chisda has a feeling that he did know the brother. But I don't know. But all he says, and furthermore, he says, Katanu, Vain Moridin Karol Nichse Katan. You might be able to bring a Katan to a Shavui, but maybe we saw a couple of dinim yesterday. We said that for a Shavui, you can put a Katan, you can put a relative, but you can't make a relative apotropos for a Katan. Remember, because you're the Katan, he'll override him, he'll intimidate him, and he'll basically take control of his stuff. And this younger brother of his was a Katan. So he, even if he would have been an apotropos, with Bebeitin, he couldn't be an apotropos because he was a relative. So now, Gemara, Adrula Kamed Rav Ami. So now this news of this Rav Chisda's rebuttal gets back to Rabbi Ami. So Amar Leish, Rabbi Ami said, listen to this, he backs down. He says, Lo Saimur. We see this word quite a lot in Baba Batra, if you think about it. Lo Saimur, it wasn't clear to me. Right? Lo Saimur Kamed de Katanu. I never understood he was a Katan. So Rav Ami sort of backs down and says, wait a second, when I said that should be treated like an Aris, he said, I thought that the guy was an adult, you know, and therefore it's a different story. It's a Katan. Once it's a Katan, you can't make his half-brother an apotropos on him, and therefore he had no right to be there. And bottom line, it seems like he agrees with Rav Chisda that he should be sharing everything with his brother. Okay. A new Mishnah, carry on the same lines. So are we still on a Mafkid? Right? So a Mafkid, Peretz HaChaveiro. So now, are we coming to this din of it from a little slightly different angle? Now we come in of when somebody asked you to look after something for him, and it's, what's it I'm looking for? Consumables, right? Perishables, that's the word, right? So even though it's not a perishable in the classic sense, not going to have an expiry date because it's produce, but again, bearing in mind that there are rats and mice running all over the show, and if you got a big bundle of some sort of grain in your house, and you've got rats in your house, be prepared for the rats to eat some of that grain. Right? So now, Mafkir is a chavero. So it seems like the guy who's bringing you the grain to look after, he knows that there are rats in your house. Why does he know the rats in your house? How does he know that? Because there are rats in his house. You know? So the rats all over. So it says, yotzi lo cheshonot. When you pay him back, when you give it back to him, look at Rashi, you give it back to him less kishiyach ziramno. When you give it back to him, says Rashi, Yivchot kamahem regilim lachsor. Give back the amount that's acceptable, the wastage. That's going to be the shrinkage. Right? The shrinkage is like a word for stolen goods. And that shrinkage is like a nice term in the industry for stolen goods. But I suppose, yeah, it's like shrinkage, literal shrinkage. Right? Regilim lachsor. But Gemara Mokila ba'asirin ba'shirvani parat. We'll see, Rashi is already telling us that we're going to see that when is this relevant? When you didn't dedicate a corner for his stuff. And therefore, it's all mixed up with your produce as well. So you know that he gave you, let's say, 20 kilos of produce. And now you're going to give him back 20 kilos of produce. The Gemara talks about kur or whatever, but it doesn't matter. If it's all in your produce. So now we say, when you take your spade and you go shovel out 20 kilos of produce, you're entitled to take off what would commonly be expected to have been lost over that period of time. If it's in a dedicated corner, then you say, look, here's your corner. You said, there's your corner. Whatever's there is there. In other words, if the master didn't come there, good luck to him. If the master only ate there, bad luck to him. Right? Then you can't work on norms. If it's a dedicated corner, what's there is his. So we'll see it later on. So now the Mishnah gives us some sort of measure of what these cheshonot are. Lechitim ulorez, if it's wheat or rice, so it's 9 chatzai kabin, 9 half cubs. It was 4.5 cub for a kur. Okay, it's quite a lot. Lesorin or ledochan. So if it's barley, what's dochan? I can't think of the English word for dochan. I did know it once. I can't think of it now. What is dochan? Body like, what is dochan? Some sort of maize?
It's millet.
Millet, okay. So a type of a mallet. What's it?
Millet.
What did you have, Robert?
It's called panel.
Panel. Don't know what that is. Okay, millet.
Panel, which it says is a term that's type of millet.
A millet, okay. Right, so dochan tisha kabin lakur. So it's double the amount of the rice and the wheat. Lakusmin, right? Kusmin is spelt. Velazera pishtan and flax seeds, I think. Zera pishtan, eh? Flax seeds? Help you there? Flax seeds? Anybody see flax seeds? Yeah. Zera pishtan? Shalosh sein lakur. So 3 sein lakur. Okay, so each one. Hakolefi, so now the Tanakhama says, Hakolefi hamida, Vakolefi hazwa. He said, all depends on how much you gave and how long it was there for. Now, this is quite controversial. We'll see in a moment. Rav Yochanan is going to argue with that. But look at what Rashi says over here. Hakolefi hamida, v'chein kol kur v'kur, the more you gave, v'akolefi hazman, shenicham yad lo kol shana v'shana, yenich lo kach. So this is on an annual basis. So it seems over here that it's a proportional, according to the Kama, proportional to that you gave him. So it's 4.5 kav for a kur. If you gave 2 kav, it would be 9 kav. If you gave 2 kur, it would be 9 kav, okay? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Ben Rabbi, what are you talking about? V'chimach pat len lach barin. What are the mask, how much you gave? The mask can eat a certain amount in a year. If you gave the guy a kur to keep for you or 10 kur to keep for the mask, eat 10 times. He says, nonsense. The mask eat as much as they can. He says, v'aloch lot bein mahar b'vei meikima. It doesn't matter if they eat more or less, according to more or less. Ela enu yotzi lo cheshon ela kur echad b'ovad. So Yochanan says, no. On the first kur, you can deduct that amount when you return it to him. But on the second, third, fourth, and fifth kur, there's no such thing. Because the mas aren't going to get to more than the first kur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imata midah meruba. Rabbi Yehuda says, on the contrary, he got another approach altogether. He says, if it was a big amount, you don't take anything. Look at Rashi. Imata midah meruba, shef kides lo harbe. You see, the Gemara is going to tell us that that's 10 kur. He says, you don't take it at all. Why? But Rashi is paraphrasing a lot of the group. We'll see later on. It depends on the season, whatever. But he says basically, he says, when he says yeah, motirot, what does he mean? Because it gets all like all lost all over the show. When it's such a big amount, right? I'm not sure if he says that. We're going to see that in the Gemara as well. That it depends on the season, and if you brought in a dry season. So, and you give it back in the wet season, so it actually expands. So even though when you brought him an amount and the mouse might have eaten it, but if it's later on you gave it in the summer and you get it and you give it back to him in the winter when it's moist and it's etc. So that amount that you had will expand to look like more than the amount. The Gemara will discuss it later on. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ore is only 4.5 kav for every kur. So doesn't Ore is lose more. So Amar Rabbanan Rabbi Yochanan, but Ore is kaluf shanu. We're talking here about rice that's not in its what do you call it? Like the legumes there, what they call the like it's peeled rice, like you know, not raw rice in its. If you help me, I'm sorry, I'm just very tired. In its husk. Okay, so the girl said, "Le kusmin le zera pishtan gimel sign the course." Amar biyochan, amar bichia. Zera pishtan be givolin, so we know like givolin on the already like still on the sheaves, like on the actual stalks, right? So there's no way there. It's tamiyachi the kusmin the zera pishtan be givolin, and he brings a bright that says dafka for kusmin the zera pishtan be givolin, and laore she'eno kaluf, right? And on eino kaluf. Our mishnah we said he's talking about ores kaluf, and ores she'eno kaluf stosha sa'in lakur. Okay, which is our measures are kav lekur. This is shlosha sa'in lekur. Like I say, in Orez, which was Kaluf, we said it's 4.5 kav to a kur, and in Orez, which is not Kaluf, so it's 3 se'ah, which is much more. Correct. Okay, so that makes sense. So, but so the bottom line of what the Braita brought here was to prove to us that Tanya Miyachi, that Kuspin is very Pishtan, be Givolin. Okay. Now the Mishnah said, Hakol lefi Amida. So, the says, Tana, Chena kol kur v'kur, v'chena kol shlav v'shana. Okay, the Braita says, according to Tana Kama, it's all relative to the amount that you've got and to the time that you've got. And for every year, for every kur, you can deduct these measures we saw in the Mishnah. The Gemara now, but Rabbi Yochanan already said no. Rabbi Yochanan said, the difference how much you got. A mask only eats so much. So Tanya Rabbi Tanya Amrulo Rabbi Yochanan. So the Chachamim said Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Avia Harbei Ovdot Mehen Harbei Mitpazot Mehen. He says, but a lot get lost when a lot spread out, like spills out all over the shop. So one says, Tanya Rabbi Menuri, we're talking about Sheirvani Paris. The bottom line is, so what is this? What is that? This measure all about? We speak, and this is what Rashi said earlier on. He says, this is only relevant, she'irvanim perotav, if you mixed up with your own fruits. Aval yiched lo keren, if you dedicated a corner to him, amar lo arei shalach lefanecha. We ignore the measures, we don't worry about spreads out, doesn't spread out, gets, because if the guy brought it to you and you put it in a set, in the storeroom, and he's got, it's all that is there, then that's his. Whatever gets left is his. So he says, v'chi'irvanim perotav, what about, when you, why not when you mixed up with your own stuff? Why is it any different? Lichzeh edirei kamahavian. See how much you've got to begin with, how much you had, and then see how much of his you brought in. Work out how much you used of that, and then you can add it. You say A plus B less C, and we know exactly what the story of it is. What's the difference if we mix it up, or if it was dedicated? We should still be able to. Says no, did all yare kam mistapek. Problem is the guy himself know how much he used. That's a problem. He wasn't keeping a record. So therefore we say, if he brought a kur in, so then we can deduct X amount or whatever it was a kur. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Rabbi Yehuda said, it would expand. So the Gemara says, now, come mida maruba. What is, on that, the Gemara says, God's question, what is a mida maruba? What does it mean when we said a lot? Because Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's a mida maruba, if you bring a lot. So Rabbi Yochanan, asara kur in. 10 kur. Okay, 10 kur is like a big amount. The Gemara says, Tanmachi, kama mida maruba, asara kurin. So we see over here both Rabbi Brachan and Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a brighter. They all tell us that a bigger man is 10 kurim. And the Gemara says, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman. So a guy who teaches brighter is taught in front of Rav Nachman. He's like, what are we talking about? Shemadadu mitoch gorno. Ve'echzilo mitoch gorno. He says, this, when's this all relevant? When he brought it to you in your storerooms, and you go back to him in your storeroom. If the measure was done in the storeroom, and then when you gather back to it from your house, then you wouldn't give him the deduct anything from why? Because they would expand. So Amarle, so now Rav Nachman says, this was a Tana in front of Rav Nachman, talked this way. Rav Tana, Rav Nachman says to the Tana, V'chi b'shuf Tani askinan. Remember, we said this word the other day, with a shoftai, like from a shot, we're talking about, we're dealing with fools over here. These are idiots. Look at Rashi, shot him. The Yahweh Bekaila Rabba Veshakle Bekaila Zuta. He says that when they're getting it, they measure with one measure, and when they give it with another measure in his house or in his yard, whatever, rubbish. He says, what do you mean when the brighter says, you, Mr. Brighter Man, when the brighter says, Gorin, and talk about store, not they gave it in the storeroom and they measured it in their house, etc. Dilma bimota gorin kamart. That's what we're talking about at the time of the season of the storm. In other words, in the summer when they're harvesting, right? Like in the sukkah's time, Shavuot time, when is it summer? Yeah, the summertime is the harvest time, right? They plant in the winter. He says, what a gorin kamart. But remember, when Shemadadu imota gorin, if at the same time of the year, the same season, he got it and he gave it back. So then the weather's the same, the amount of moisture in the air is the same, and then it's all the same, and then you've got to worry about having lost a bit of stuff. But if he received it during the summer months and he returned it during the winter months, He doesn't give him anything, doesn't deduct anything. Why? Because now there's humidity in the air, there's a lot more moisture, and the stuff expands, and therefore, anyhow, even if Maas ate it, it's going to be much bigger than what he brought to begin with. So he says to him, so the Tanis, Rabbi says to Abaya, he says, tell me something, in Cain, Lifka Kadi, if that's the case, then these barrels will be popping in the winter. Look at Rashi. He says, "Im kain shadarko litfoach." If you're going to tell me that in the winter months when they have moisture, etc., they expand. Zlifka kade keshe memalin kad chitin or saorim bimot agorin v'gafinet akad. If they fill up the barrels, right during the winter, during the summer period, and they seal the barrels, gafinet akad, they put lids on. Yifka when a geshami machmat tfichat atvua. Then they're going to blow up. They're going to explode in the winter. There's this principle of yours. What are you talking about? So look what he says to him. Have a uvdu pakakari. You know what, you're right. It didn't happen. It was actually a case like that where the barrels expanded. Ibad Aima, or maybe you can say Mishum Itzitza. Rashi says, it's what itzitza. Dochak mitoch shahen b'makom tzar nitrachu yachad b'entreprim. He says, Navi, because when they packed them into the barrels, they packed in so tightly, I think, I'm giving my interpretation, that the moisture actually can't really get in and it doesn't expand. It just stays dry. And therefore, it doesn't get so tightly packed. Okay, it was like a little bit of a Mishnah there, understanding the implications of people giving you grain and what happens with the rats and the mice and the expansion and the seasons, etc. Another Mishnah, Matnitin. Yotzi lo shtut liyayin. If he brought you wine, right, so the Mishnah is leaving out of here, mafkid peru, which the Mishnah said, if he gives fruit, and we, but now, what happens if it was wine? I got to look after wine. Shabbat Yudah says, when you give it back, so Tanakama says, when you're giving back the wine, you can take off on the wine a shtut, a sixth of the wine. Why? We'll see in a moment, because he says the barrel absorbs up to about a sixth of the wine. And Rabbi Yudah Omer Chomesh, Rabbi Yudah says, no, you deduct even more. You deduct 20%. So he says a sixth is about 18%, right, I think. And what's one divided by six? Somebody do the math quickly. I think it's about
16.7.
How much? 16.7. Now, I actually made this mistake once before, now that I think about it. I once said a six is 18%, and we measured it, and it was 16, it was less. Okay, so 16.5%. Rabbi Yudah says, no, take off 20%. All right? So he says, Yotzilo, Rabbi Yudah Mechomesh. We're going to discuss in the middle, there isn't a machloket. Right? Then Yotzilo, Shlosha, Lugin, Shem, and Lemaya. If he brings you oil, so for every 100 log, you can take off 3 log. What are these 3 log made up as? Log umechtze shmarim is all like the dregs, you know, from all that sink down to the bottom. So in other words, you can you can already deduct that amount, because when he brought you the oil, so the oil included in it, like all these dregs, and now the dregs settle down to the bottom, you don't have to mix it in, you can just take off 1.5 log. And logo mechze bala, and 1.5 log also gets absorbed into the barrel, into the clit you're using. That's why when you pour it into your barrels, you can assume that there was a 1.5 log of dregs, and 1.5 log was absorbed into your barrel. Imaya shemen mezuk, although it was very finely distilled, not distilled, mezukak. Is it like purified? Thank you. Right? Anuyotzilo shmarim. And you can't deduct that 1.5 log shmarim of dregs. You can't carry mishanim. And on the other hand, if you poured it into your barrels, which were old barrels, and it's a little better, you couldn't take off the 1.5 because of the absorption. Why? Because if they're old barrels, then the wood fully absorbed. It's already full of liquid inside. There's no more place to absorb any of the new stuff from this stuff. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Afa Mocher Shem Mezukach Lechaveru, Kol Yom HaShana. Rabbi Yudah says even more than that. He says, if you're sending a Shem Mezukach Lechaveru, Kol Yom HaShana, he says, "Areze mekabel alav." I think Avia is saying is you can take off this logo mechtes shmarim for every 100 log that you're selling. Now the Gemara discussed over here the machlok of the beginning of the Mishnah between Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah, whether it's a shtut or it's a chomesh, it's at 16% or 20%. So Gemara says, "Velo pligi." There's no machlok between them. Each one goes according to the protocol, the custom in their town. In one person's town, it was a custom that 16%, and other place kind of was a custom of 20%. The Gemara explains what the difference was. So the guys said you only take off 16% in their town. How would they seal the barrel? Rashi says chafu bekira tachu achavya b'fim b'shava with wax. We use pitch, right? Like pitchermen or tar, they used wax, and so that is. So what's my place? Ve'atre demar chafu bekufra. There they use tar umay tfei and it absorbs a lot more. Rashi says kufra zefet. Right, so basically, we can understand over here now that Tanakama said only a sixth, because where he was, they used wax, so it wasn't very absorbent. And where Rabbi Yehuda lived, they used tar, so it absorbed more. So that's why he said that you take off a whole 20%. Then the Gemara Karens, the Mishnah said, another possible answer is Mishum Gargishta. Ha maitse tfei, ha lo maitse tfei. What's Gargishta Rashi? Depends also maybe on the materials they use for the barrels. So you know some clay from some towns might be more dense and some are less dense. Therefore, the denser ones absorb less, and the less denser ones absorb more. So maybe that's possible. Answer by Tanaka Rabbi Yehuda. He said where Rabbi Yehuda was, they had barrels that were less dense, and therefore they absorb more. But Tanakama was, they had barrels that were more dense, the clay, and therefore they absorbed less. Gwena says, "Ba'atre Rav Yehuda." Rashi points out of here, this story over here is nothing to do with what we've spoken about up until now. Rashi says, "Milta ba'apen afshei ve'lav amadin kedalim la mishta." In the place Rav Yehuda lived, Ramu arba'im v'tamne kuzer bedana. So the price that you bought for a barrel, if you're a wholesaler, so first he says that they were able to put in 48 kuzi into a dana. Dana is a barrel. Rashi says over here, "Midak tanai tavim komo." The barrel took 48 of these measurements. Rabbi Chanan over here, he says that Batra Rav Yehuda Ramu 40 v'tamne kuzi bedana says v'chulei perush. What does he say? He says Rabbi Chanan. It's about 7 lines up from the bottom of Rabbi Chanan. Perush Kmo Rav Yehuda Hayu Notnin Tefichin Shel Yain bechavit Vayu Konin Achavit Vayu Shebetocho. Right, 6 zuz v'kasha yayin mit yashen v'shokin she. Okay, basically he calls it tefichin. So these 48, he says tamne kuzi, he says tefichin. Oh, like a measure for a dana. So into a dana, and they would sell it a dana b'shita zuz. 6 zuz for this 48 measure of 48. Okay, so it cost 6 zuz to buy the barrel, and you got 48 tefichin with your wine. Now, Yehuda was a wholesaler. He bought wholesale and he was a shopkeeper. So now, Azil Dana Beshita Zuze. So we saw over here, and that's the price. He says, Azil Dana, the Dana costs Arisaya. So that's 6 zuz. Now, Parish Rabbi Yehuda, Shita Bezuza. Rabbi Yehuda broke up this barrel and he sold it off, not in a kuzi, one kuzi, but 6 kuzi at a time. And each kuzi was a zuz. Now zuz right, we'll see in a moment. So he bought 48 of them for 6 zuz, and he sold 6 for a zuz. So how many, if he sells 6 of these 6s, I don't know why the Gemara uses 6 of these, we'll see in a moment. So anyhow, he says like this, the Gemara explains his profit margin. So what did he do, Rabbi Yehuda? He bought wholesale this barrel with 48 fichin. And then dal klatin b'shita b'shita pasha le'tresa. He then took a klatin, right? So he took over here, right? A klatin b'shita, 36 tvichin, which is 6 bundles, correct? That would like if he's breaking up into parcels of 6. Let's call it liters for our purpose. He bought 48 liters, and he sells them in like not gallons. Gallon I think is about 5 liters, right? So he sells them in 6 liter mini barrels. And he charges a zuz for at a time. So if he sells 36, right? So he sold, how many has he sold? He sold 6, 36, and he's got in 6. Agreed? He's got in 6. What did the whole thing cost him? The 48 tvichim cost him how much? 6. So if he sells 36, covered his cost, correct? So he sold, everybody with me? right? He bought 48 for 6 and he sold 36 for 6. So how many liters has he got left over now? 12. So Pashtei Tracer. Now, says the Gemara here, Dal Tamir Shtuti. Take off, right? Because he's got here, he's got 12 left over, right? Dal Tamnia. Why Tamnia? Why does he take off 8? Look at Rashi. Dal Tamnia Shtute. Shall Arbaim Vashmone. A sixth of, because we said, right? Shederech hu lechaser bebliata kankan kiditnan yutzelo shtut leyain pashle shikhr le sachro arba. The Mishnah said over here, yutzilo shtut leyain. Remember? Not Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama had there too. Rabbi Yehuda says Chomesh. Okay, it's quite interesting. Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokin in the Mishnah between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi, I think you're confused. I got confused. Right? The Amora who's selling the wine is Rabbi Yehuda, who's passing like Tanakama. Tanakama says that what you're expecting your shrinkage rate here, a shtut. So a shtut of 48 is how much? 8. 8 sixes of 48, right? So he sold 36 tvichin. He's now got 12 tichin left. But 8 of them were absorbed. They're lost. They're gone. So how much is he left with? He's left with 4 tvichin. Right? After the mass over here, what's 4 tvichin? 4 tvichin is basically 2/3 of a 6. Okay? Because it's 4. He's left with 4. A 6, because we'll see in a moment why 6. He could have made a profit. You're allowed to make a shtut. So 6 or 40, he could have earned profit and had 8 tvichin left for himself. He's really got, and 6 tvichin left for himself, 8 tvichin left for himself, and but he's got basically got 4 left. So it's half a shtut. No, well, I'm saying, well, it's he's got 4 tvichin left.
4 kuz.
4 kuz, and it sells 6 kuz for 1 zuz. He'd sell 6 kuz for 1 zuz, we saw. Sold 6 at a time for 1 zuz. So he's got...
8.
No. No.
That's the going price.
No. Why? Parish Rabbi Yehuda, shita bezuza. No, he bought.
He sold 6 for 1 zuz.
He bought 48 for 6. Exactly, 2/3 of his was left. Exactly what I said there. Right, 2/3 of his was left. Right, 2/3 of his was left. So now, that's what he's got. He's got four kuz left. And 4 kuz is 2/3 of his zuz because he could have sold it for 6. He could have sold 6 for a zuz. And he's got 4 out of 6, which is 2/3. Right? So now the Gemara is like this. Bahama Shmuel, Amistaker, Ali Staker Hotel, Al Shtut. When you're going to make profit, you shouldn't charge more than a Shtut. That's going to make a Taut, right? So, in other words, he could have charged more. Why did he charge so little? So, he says, no, Ika Gulfa Vishamria. He said, no, he took into account that when he paid this 6 for the 48, it included the barrel and it included the Shmarim. So, therefore, he's actually still left with a barrel, and the barrel's worth a lot of money. So the Gemara says, "Iachi nafish le'tvei mishtut," that he ends up making too much. It's like your money, he made too much. The whole reason the Gemara brought the story here, by the way, was to show us how the idea that a shtut gets absorbed into the barrel needs to be taken into account. That's really the only connection between this whole story to our story. The question of the maths and the profit is irrelevant. It was in order to do the maths, we were left over with 12 tamnia, right, with 12 kuza, and we had to deduct 6. I mean 8 because of the wall, because a shtut gets absorbed into the wall. Everybody got that?
No,
it doesn't matter what you thought. That's it. Let's carry on.
I thought to prove they were Jews, they all bought wholesale.
Oh, to prove they were Jews, they all bought wholesale. Okay. Okay. So now, and Rabbi Yehuda was saying to the goy. Okay. Right? So he says, "Okay, tell us." So he could go for the shami. They made more. He says, "No, he could tarche with may bar zanyati." He says, "No, there was the labor. There was this. There was his time he was charging for, and there was the decanting fee. Look, Rashi, the may bar zanyati from berries, from a tapping. He says, 'No, ten damim lechen vanila mochi. He pays guys to sell it, or motzino machuz alebachut, and they got advertising, marketing costs, and the karzane lashon aches. Basically, the gross profit." The gross profit was higher, but when you start taking into account all these marketing costs and distribution costs and storage costs, etc., etc., you get very low. It reminds me once when I was doing an MBA with a guy, an American guy, whose family owned a big chain of retail, some sort of big stores on the East Coast, and he was telling us how that all the companies are after them, whatever. They want to go public. They want to go public. It's a family business. His grandfather, and he gave a presentation, and he did their profit and loss account, and basically turned out they were making 1% profit on 1% net profit on turnover. They're like this massive, big, all the whole chain of stores. But when you actually took into account, okay, obviously the family's all living well, right? And they were drawing big salaries. But I'm saying when you actually came down at the end of the slide, there was 1% of turnover profit. So that's basically what Gemara's telling us over here. Even though it might seem like he's making a lot of money, I think Clifford the other day, I remember hearing once when I was a long time ago, I don't remember, I'm really sure, but it's a famous speech, it says, turnover is vanity. People get excited about their sales figures, that's all vanity. He says, profits is sanity. Better you're making a bit of profit, but cash flow is reality. So that's what the Gemara is telling us over here. Don't get excited about the turnover, don't get excited about the profits, bottom line, how much is left in his pocket. And it seems like he was happy with what was left in his pocket. Okay. Now, the Gemara Mishnah said, Imaya shemen mezukak ani yotzilo shmarim. So if it was purified oil, then he can't deduct the shmarim. What is the Gemara? Ha'ifshar de lo bala. So I don't understand. He said, what do you mean? Ha'ifshar de lo bala. It's impossible that things didn't get absorbed over here. So Amar Rav Nachman be mezufafin. So he said, we're talking about mezufafin. Now, mezufafin, Rashi is over here, the cabin, the yeshanim, have been it balu b'lotam. Talking about the barrels won't absorb anything. Why? Because they're old barrels from mezufafin. But I think personally that the word mezufafavi has to do with the word zefet. Well, how did the English Gemara translate it? But Rashi says not. Rashi says mezufafin, the cabin, the yeshanim, have been balu b'lotam tulo bal. They don't absorb anymore. I don't know, but it seems to me pretty straightforward. Even though there's no tafavia, but mezufaf, I don't know. So Amar Abaya, Afilu Tamei Shlomo, said, maybe not. Kevin the town. Abaya says, you know, they have to even be old. They have to be mezufaf, whatever mezufaf means. Even a new barrel, once water, liquid's been absorbed into the walls, it's absorbed into the walls, new or old. So therefore, the shmarim aren't going to get into the walls. The shmarim already, the liquid has taken over. You know, Mer, Afa Mocheshe Mezukav, Chavero Kolim Lashana, Ezim Akabel Lav Logo Mech Shmarim Lema. When we saw the Machlokes in the Mishnah about how we allocate that three log, we said 1.5 log is for shmarim, 1.5 log is for the what's absorbed into the walls. So you can take a 3 log. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you're sending mezukak lechaver kol mashana, right? Arezem kabel la logo mech shmarim lema. He understands if he bought, let's say, if he bought a log from you, for every 100 log that he bought from you, he knows that he's not netting 100 log. He's netting only like 97%, because a third of every barrel is going to three log is going to go off either for Bela or for Shmarim. So I'm going to buy a stack at Keshe Timtzeloma Ledi Rabbi Yehuda Muta. If you really look deeper, I said Keshe Timtzeloma. If you look at it, Keshe Tadaktek V'Tada Mitzodim. If you really understand to get to the root of what Rabbi Yehuda is telling us. He's telling us a different halacha altogether. What's he telling us? He says, "L'di Rabbi Yehuda mutar la'arev shmarim." When you're setting somebody something, what does it mean la'arev shmarim? You know, the shmarim, the dregs all settle to the bottom, right? And when you take your cup, your jug, so you dig your jug into your barrel, and you're taking out the stuff on the top of the barrel, correct? And where are all the dregs? All at the bottom of the barrel. So when you're giving him your jug, you're giving him a pure jug. What happens at the end when the jug's empty? It's full of dregs. So who's left with that? The salesman, the owner, the balabait, the seller. Now what's he going to do with it? Nothing. So he takes all the loss. So what should you do if you want to not lose anything? You mix up the barrel nicely, and then you dig your jug into the barrel. Now that jug includes in it a fair share of the dregs as well. So you give him some of it. Why must you absorb it all? So it says, yeah, it says... Abaya, and from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that when you sell a guy something for a long period of time, he knows that you're going to be taking off the dregs as well. And he understands that you're allowed to mix up the dregs. The Dibre Chacham, on the other hand, Asur Shmarim. says for chachamim you can't. Look at Rashi. Asura shvarim shebecheskat bezukak lo kchoy menu bezem kalkelo, because he paid you a price for purified oil, and purified oil doesn't come with dregs. If it comes with dregs, you're not paying the right price. He wants a cheaper price. Where Rabbi Yehuda says no, you can't. That's how Abaya understands Rabbi Yehuda over here. Now he explains. And this is the reason he says, because he says to the buyer, listen, at the time of the sale, if you had bought from me now, if I wanted to mix, I could mix up, they're going to stop me. So later, when I start supplying you, you got to accept it as well. So the Gemara says, why does the buyer say, what are you talking about? If you had, when you gave it to me then, you had mixed it all up, so I could have at least sold it on, just like I got it from you. But now, over the period of a year, you're giving me a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. You aren't giving me the dregs. You're keeping the dregs, and you're only giving me the mizukak, and you instead of giving me 100%, you give me 97% every time. Why, that's not fair. If you'd given it to me with the dregs, I could have sold the dregs on. He said, no, if you've given it to me now at the end, I can't do anything with them. So he said, no, it's not relevant. Why? Because we're about a buyer. We're not talking about a shopkeeper, a retailer. Yeah, you see, Dad, you know, there are no retailers in this game, right? We're not talking about a retailer who's buying from the wholesaler. He says, no, this is a buyer. This is an end user. Rashi, this is a She halokeach bebalabaitu. He's the clad of the balabait. Velokole macha baitu. He's using it for his own goods. Right? So that's why he hasn't got the argument. He says, okay, well, now then it's velemele. Why doesn't the clan say to him, midelo aravtli, ichule achaltli? Since you didn't mix it up in the first time I got it, so you were moichel me on it. It was actually an act of saying, you know what, I'm sending you mizukak, I'm giving you the whole 100%. And I'm going to absorb the losses. So Gemara says, no, that couldn't apply. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Tame. Rabbi Yehuda, and this is Rabbi Yehuda now in our Mishnah, right? He says, delay play mechira. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to this mechira. Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't ever have a situation where you look at a scenario and say, ah, he must have forgiven him of something or given him a discount. That's a better way of saying it. And how do we prove that? He says, it's not. He quotes a Mishnah in Baba Batra. He says, machalo et atzemet, lo machal et abakar. The tzemet is that like the yoke you put over the karak when the oxen farm together, so there's like thing that goes over their neck that like holds them together. Look at Rashi. He says over here, tzemet ha'ol shehu mutal al shnei hashvarim umatzmidam. So this thing around the neck that keeps the oxen together and putting it at the same time. If you sell a tzemet, machalo et tzemet, lo machalo tabakar. So Tanakama says when you sold the guy a tzemet, you never sold him the oxen themselves. And macharat abakar lo macharat atzemet. And if you sold them the oxen, that means you sold them the tzemet. And Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? Adamin modin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't decide. It all goes according to the money. Right? Keitzad, give me an example. Amar lo mechol itzma dechav 200 zuz. The guy says, please sell me your tzemet for 200 zuz. Look at Rashi. She'ain tzemet yikav 200 zuz. If it's that such amount of money, so better than the Gemara. Everyone knows you don't buy just the yoke for 200 zuz. That's the price of the whole two animals. It's such pashut that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the money, you see the follow the money, see how much he charged you. If it was a big amount, include the cows. If it wasn't a big amount, include the cows. The Chachamim and Adamim Rai. The Chachamim says, no, the money is not a proof at all. Look at Rashi. Afagav the law shave kulahai. So Chachamim said, no, man, money means nothing. This guy, he was a rich guy, he didn't care. He was forgiving the seller. You know what? Yeah, take the 200, just keep your oxen. I just want the tzemet. Guys can give you discounts, so they can be generous. Rabbi Yehuda says, no such thing. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, no such thing. So that's the Gemara. So therefore, the Gemara comes and says like this, Chachamim ain't dami maraya. So the Dibre Chachamim, Asul Arev Shmarim. So we can see over here, according to Rabbi, the Dibre Chachamim, Asul Arev Shmarim, V'hanu ta'amet de lo mekabel, ta'amet la'i ba'et la'ruvi, mi'a v'sharilach. Hashtadami lo mekabrina. He says, According to Chachamim, you can't mix in the shmarim. Okay, thank you, Robert. So now, Abai explained the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda mutar. Now he goes and discusses what Chachamim say asur. Divrei Chachamim asur of shmarim. By the time of Dilma Kaba, the client says, "I buy it laruvi, mi avishari lach." If you wanted to mix for me at the beginning, would I have let you? So Hashanami Dilma Kaba, it's like I wouldn't let you then. I'm not gonna let you now. Okay. So Amar Rappa Labaya, so Rappa says to Abaya, "Adraba, ibchem is the other way around." The Divrei Chachamim mutar l'arev shmarim, right? As a rule, I think. But so how come we said over here that it's asur? Vahainu time midelo mekabel. The Amalei, the client says to him, midelo aravtli, achule achlitli. Right? Because the fact you didn't at the very beginning means that you were moichel me, and now I won't accept it from you. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have mechida, right? And aravtli achule li. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, really asul arev. Opposite what Abaya said. But how come here it's mutar? But how hainu time here? Why the mekabel? Why does he agree, accept it over here? The Amalei, right? The seller says to him, "I buy la ruve lo shari la relach, kulo mekabalt, zavun vezavin tigrikri." He says, "Of course, if I had wanted to at the very beginning mix it all in, what you wouldn't have accepted it from me." He says, "Well, but sarcastic." He says, "Zavun vezavin tigrikri." If I'm going to buy and sell at the same time, they're going to call me a trader. I'll be a fool. Look, there's a Likuta Rashi over here. It says via a Rashi from it's actually Rashbam Bava Batra. He says Zavun veZavin Tagrigi Bitmiya question mark. Mashalu says V'chilechach Kana Tvua Rachok Mikan. Did I go far away and buy it? She Yitnena Kan Botan that I'd sell it to you here for the same price that I bought it for. Kedai She Yikare Tagar Ularviach Enu Choshesh. Well, just they could call me a just to have the title of a trader. What do you think I'm doing all of this just to be called a Thai trader? I want to make money. So how am I going to make money if I don't factor in the dregs? If I only sell you the pure stuff, then I'm going to be losing money. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda said normally that he couldn't, but here he would be able to. The Tosfot here as well. That do we have time? What's the time? Not really. Not really. I haven't got time. Let's keep going up to the Mishnah. Okay, Tana. Echal lokeach v'ra mafkid. Lifkatim. So Rashi says, my lifkatim, or Rashi says, yeah, echad okev echad mafkid lifkatim, lokeach u mafkid echad hein, inyan pekatim, tora achat l'shtem, whether it's a buyer or a depositor, a client or a depositor. Rashi says, what are pekatim? Psolet ha-garinim atzafin apnei ha-shemen. These are like the little seeds, I suppose, I don't know, like that float, sunflower oil seed, I don't know, maybe sunflower seed, at the front of the oil. He says, yeah, it makes a difference whether it's lokeach or the mafkid, with regards to the same idea. What is it? Look at Rashi, says, lokeach, my lepakatim. So, ilai mekiachid lokeach lo mekabel pekatim, mafkid lo mekabel pekatim. So, it seems like maybe you come in to sell something to a guy, he won't accept the pekatim. He doesn't want to pay you for that. He wants to pay for that. So, too, if a guy deposits something with you and you give him back stuff, you can't get back to him with a pekatim. So, vilei melei pekatcha ma'i avid leil. But he says to him, what I want to do, it's yours. He says, Ele kayachi de mafkid mekal pekatim, lo kach lam mekal pekatim. So he says, no, they both do. We mekabel says, the question, but if does, is that a fact that the mekabel, that the client, mekabel pekatim, you can put to the mafkid as well? Vatram yudo meir, lo amru shem en achur, ele lo mochem bovad, she lo kach mekabel elav, lo gomech the shmarim, belo petekatim. He says, yeah, we see that the client doesn't get pekatim. He's happy to be for the shmarim, like the dregs, Tagu but not the pekatim. He says it depends when he paid him, when he took it. He says if he took it, he says the he paid him in Tishrei, the keshakil mina, and only took the goods in Nisan, kimida the Tishrei, right? According to the size of Luke Rashi, kimida Tishrei, keshar hadamim shel Tishrei shubazol. Seems like Tishrei is a winter month, it's a cheaper period. V'stam shmanim achurim v'kvela pekatim. And at that time of the year, the olive oil isn't, the oil isn't very good. Then he was prepared to get the pekatim. So how did he do in Nisan? Already paid him in Nisan, v'kashak v'minei b'nisan, k'midu in Nisan. Already paid him in Nisan, And this son Rashi over here, it's really very expensive. And the guy's paid that amount of money, he doesn't want it. So it's not a question of always. It will depend when. Sometimes you'll have to take bite the bullet, and have the dregs and the pickles, everything in it. Because what there is, basically, and it's a cheap season, so you're going to get what you pay for. Or in Nisan months, when it's better season, you're getting very good quality stuff, so then you can be a bit more fussy and not choose it. So it isn't really a stira. We'll end off over here.